Today is Wednesday, the 16th of July, in the 15th week of Ordinary Time. Monks of the Abbey of Kermusa sing, God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. As I enter into prayer now, can I put aside any pride I may have in my own wisdom and my own strength? Can I bring myself before God who loves me and has chosen me with all my foolishness and all my weakness?
Alléluia, tous les serviteurs du Seigneur, louez le nom du Seigneur. Béni soit le nom du Seigneur, maintenant et pour les siècles des siècles. Du levant au couchant du soleil, loué soit le nom du Seigneur.
Le Seigneur domine tous les peuples, sa gloire domine les cieux. Il est semblable au Seigneur.
Sa maison, la femme s'élève, heureuse mère au milieu de ses filles.
Rendons gloire au Père tout-puissant, à son Fils Jésus-Christ de ses filles, à l'Esprit qui habite en nos cœurs, pour les siècles des siècles. Amen.
Ce qui est folie dans le monde, Dieu l'a choisi pour confondre les âmes.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. And no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him.
How do I feel when I hear Jesus say, You have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to children? Do I instinctively see myself as one of the wise and intelligent, and so perhaps a bit uncomfortable with this saying? Do I see myself as one of the simple children to whom these things have been revealed? What does this tell me about myself? things has God revealed to me. What do I know of Jesus? How well do I know him? How well do I want to know him? As I listen again to the reading, can I let it speak to my heart, and not just to my brain?
At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him.
Do these words of Jesus seem like good news to me? Do they come as a relief? Or perhaps as a bit of a challenge, a bit discomforting? Or perhaps they leave me a bit mystified? What have I got to say to Jesus about all of this? And what might he have to say to me? Glory be to the Father,
and
to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.